Hello, hello. How are you doing, Mrs. Samin? I hope you're doing good. Thank you so much. Again, a great topic. Actually, I watched a video and I decided to record a video of myself while talking about these kind of things because I wrote another journal. I learned something. I wrote it. And today I'm gonna record and share it with you guys. So I'm gonna talk in that recording, in that video, in more specific and more detailed way. But just I'm gonna give you my own opinions about the five tips or points that you share with us. So the first one, you said to believe in yourself, and it's about attitude. It's about beliefs that we have in ourselves, and that's the truth. And we have to believe that, okay, I am here. I thought that in the past I couldn't do things. Right now I can, or at least right now I can, but in the future I will be able to do that. And believe in ourselves is the most important thing. It's a starting point. If you want to start something, we have to believe that we can do it. We will face challenges, but we can overcome them. So it all starts with us, as you mentioned in your second point. And in order to believe in ourselves, you have to have self-talks and remove the negative ones and replace them with positive self-talks, as you mentioned. And yes, that's right. That's exactly the thing that we have to take into consideration. So if someone is constantly saying that, I can't learn English because I am old, I can't go to the gym because I am 60 years old, I am fat, I don't know. A lot of self-talks that we usually give ourselves, and it's gonna ruin our somehow beliefs. So self-talks is the way how we can actually control our subconscious. So self-talks is the tool that we can use to control our brain. So we have to be careful about what we are constantly telling ourselves. It's weird when we want to talk to people about these kind of stuff, when we want to talk in front of people to ourselves, it's weird, but we are constantly are doing it, right? So I myself, when I go to the bathroom, when I'm taking a shower, when I'm alone at all, usually I mostly talk to myself, and that's the nature of every human being. So we usually talk ourselves, and there's a reason in it, because we want to control our head. So we have to do it consciously, not subconsciously, because talking will come. We mostly want to talk, but if we take control of the things that we are saying to ourselves, we are gonna have a great control over our brain and subconscious mind. And then, as a result of that, we will have a great belief in order to improve. To improve, of course, our self-confidence and, of course, other things. So be prepared. Another great thing, in order to be successful, we have to be prepared. It's not just about self-confidence. We have to be prepared. For example, in English, when we want to talk to other people, we have to be prepared. We have to know enough words, vocabularies. We have to know what we need to say. We have to know about the cultures and different stuff. And of course, we have to be prepared in any area of life. For example, if you wanna compete in a match or something, you have to be prepared in order to be able to compete. Or either way, you will lose, and you will lose your self-confidence because every failure will lead us to self distraction, and the feeling of not being confident. So yes, be prepared is something that we have to be able to prepare ourselves. We have to read books, we have to do some stuff, we have to do and take a lot of actions in order to be prepared. And as you said, yes, that's right. Because being prepared is a guarantee to do well. And most of the self-confidence is being built in the performance area, right? When we want to perform, we need self-confidence. When we are learning something, we don't need self-confidence. that much at least. So when I'm here, when I'm just listening to English, when I'm speaking to myself, I don't need that much self-confidence. I'm just training, I'm practicing. But when I or you or we want to perform, we need self-confidence because the situation, the whole situation is different. You want to be great, so you need the self-confidence in order to take control of the emotions. So yes, that's right. We have to be prepared and be aware of the performance area and pay attention to your body language. Great. Today I'm going to talk about this. So I'm not going to give lots of details. I'm going to talk about it in a video I'm going to share. So as I said, everything starts with the body. So today I'm going to talk about that. So the fifth one is make a list of all your breakthrough and succeed in your life. And success in your life. So this part of your tips is telling what we need to tell, we need to understand. So yes, sometimes people can't see their progress, right? So one of the reasons that they can't see the progress is that they won't write them down, or they won't make a list of them. So for example, if someone right now is recording a voice and is trying to talk, that person must see it as an improvement, as a success, as a breakthrough, because in the past he wouldn't do such a thing, but right now he's doing it, so why not? It's a great achievement. So that person, if we write it down, and then for example, that person feel very uncomfortable, frustrated, and different stuff. So that person can come back and look at the list and find out that yes, I had this success. I can feel the feeling in the past. So breakthroughs, we must memorize them and we have to review them. Kambiz, you were there. That was your first success. So why you're frustrated right now? Why you don't feel confident right now? So be confident. You have done it in the past. Everyone encouraged you because of that. So why not feel confident? So yes, that's true. And these were my ideas. Sorry, I talked very fast because I didn't want to talk a lot. But again, I talked a lot, so I'm sorry. So these were my ideas. Thank you so much because you shared it with us and. This is all about, mutual feeling and mutual experiences. So you share, I share, and we learn from each other, and as a result of that, we will improve, of course, in English and of course in any area of life, because you have much more experiences than I have. So I am only 24 and you lived more than me, so you know the life better. So I love to learn from you guys. And please record more and give me and give us in order to help us improve. So thank you so much and see ya.